Welcome everyone to another episode of Spotlight Interview, the FTP event that lets you get up close and personal with other fellow members of FTP. Today's guest is Golden Heart. Conducting the interview will be Jennifer. I'd also like to thank Dennis and Becky, our two recorders, for all helping to make this possible. Jennifer, it's all yours.
Well, thank you, Michael, and thanks for the great job you do with Spotlight. Leanne, it's a pleasure to have the chance to interview you today and give our members a chance to come to know you a little bit better. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. Very happy.
You had a birthday recently. Very happy belated birthday.
Thank you. I turned 33 on this past Tuesday.
And that's where we'll start. Why don't you tell us a little bit about where you were born and your family, brothers, sisters, and your earliest memories. And were you born blind or sighted, Leanne?
Okay, I'll start off by telling everyone that I was born in Nashville, Tennessee. And I was born at about 10 minutes after 7 and on Tuesday, the 25th of January, and I have an older brother, and he is 36, and he was born January 8th, so I am the only blind person in our family. I'm not sure how to really say this, but anyway, the blindness is due to there was a possibility that there was a virus that my mom had said that when I was in her, when she was pregnant with me, that a virus could have caused my blindness, which is called optic nerve hyperplasia. So that's a little bit about my blindness, and other than that, they're not really sure what caused it, except there could have been a virus.
All right. So, Nashville, Tennessee. A great place for a musician to hail from. You attended the School for the Blind, I think, Leanne, and you were lucky enough to be able to be a day student. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your school experience?
Okay. My mom and dad put me, as Jennifer said, into the Tennessee School for the Blind, and I started there in 1977. And I was a day student because we only lived about like 10 miles away from the school. It wasn't really that far. I really enjoyed school as much as possible. I really liked being there. I was put into a special ed class in fifth grade. Due to what I have something called a specific learning disability, and at the time I didn't know it yet, but they put me in special ed in the fifth grade. I was in regular classes from kindergarten on up until the fifth grade. And I learned Braille real early. And then, of course, my music. They had a lot of music classes and stuff there, and I was able to get music. So that's a little bit about that.
Well, what were your favorite subjects and your least favorite subjects in school, Leanne? Not extracurricular activities, but actual classes.
My least favorite subject, I'll start there. My least favorite was math. I didn't like math at all. My most favorite subject that I really liked a lot was English. Even though, like I said, I have a hard time spelling, but I really like English.
Okay. And I know you were pretty involved in a lot of different school activities and managed to walk away with several awards. Why don't you tell us about that?
Okay. Yes, I have some awards that I got, and I was awarded in the school talent shows, they had talent shows in the school, and they let people do a variety of music. Some people could do gospel, some could do, you know, like classical or just whatever they wanted to play and or sing, and we had tryouts. And so when the talent shows came up, I won some awards there, some trophies, and then I was also awarded outside of school in my church when I would go and compete in their competitions, and I got awarded a lot for playing the piano and singing and stuff. But mainly I got into the duets is where my biggest, when I would sing with somebody else at church is when I got most of my awards, and some I got solos, but most of those were duets.
And I believe you were involved in some other school activities, were you not?
Yes, ma'am, I did chorus. I was in the school choir, and I also, I didn't tell you this in the pre-interview, but I did, I was also on the track team, and on the girls' track team, and we got awarded for that, for winning medals and stuff. So I've done some things other than music.
Yeah, we did talk about that, and that's what I was alluding to there, Leanne. Well, I'm just going to turn the key over for you for this next section. Why don't you tell us what happened, take us through your rehab training after school, and the your marriage and the birth of your little boy. Just take it away.
Okay. Well, after school, I graduated in 1992 at the age of 20, and the first place I went to in Nashville was a place called the Tennessee Rehabilitation Center, and they trained me on more about home ec. I did have some home ec in school itself. They did teach you how to cook and do certain things in school, but after school I went to the Tennessee Rehabilitation Center and was taught more about, you know, how to cook and how to vacuum and do certain things. And I stayed there for, I think it was, if I remember telling Jennifer, I think it was about 3 months. And then, after my 3 months was up from there, I went to a smaller place in Nashville called the Vital Center. And that's when I got into some computer classes. Of course, I had taken computer in school as well. And I loved computers. It was one of my favorite subjects also, computers. And, after that, I had some computer classes at the school there at the Vital Center. And that lasted for, I think that might have been about a month or two. I wasn't there as long, and I also got some more of the home ec stuff as I was there. And then in 93, I met my first husband, and we had been dating for like 3 months, got engaged, and then we stayed together for a whole year and got married in 94. And that marriage was kind of very difficult for me. Some things were good, some things weren't good. Me being a blind person, the husband I was married to could not hardly deal with me being blind sometimes. When things would happen, like if I knocked a Coke over or if something went wrong, he would yell at me a lot. So I didn't have a really, a really good marriage. Like I had thought or like I had dreamed of. But the good thing that came out of the marriage was my little boy, David, and he is just so precious. And I had him in 2001, and that's about when I joined For the People. That's about when I came to the site. And but he's really a blessing to me. But that marriage did end in divorce, as I think most of you know. So I'm now, you know, with Charles, and we're happily married, and so I'm really, really happy about that. And now, since I've married him, it's been a lot better on me. I have become more independent and learn a lot more, been able to do my bills online, like, you know, writing checks and things. But all the things that basically, you know, that most blind people would do, I was basically sheltered my whole life. And so I didn't get to do a lot of things that most blind people do, like getting out and doing a lot for themselves, because I spent my whole life at home until I married my first husband. And so due to that, it was very, you know, I was loved by my parents, but it was just a very, very, very sheltered life. So I'm really glad now I'm able to venture out and be able to do a lot more than what I used to be able to do. And now I can finally start taking in on what the people have taught me with my mobility skills and things that I did learn with the rehab centers. Now I can finally put them to practice and not have to be scared anymore and be fearful, and I can finally venture out to now being the lady I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, I remember you telling me you cooked a mean egg there. Leanne, I believe you met Charles on For the People, is that right?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
And for new members in the room, Charles and Leanne actually had a little wedding reception on For the People. We built her a special room, wedding day blessings, and following their marriage at their church, they hosted a little reception here on the site, and it was very nice, Leanne.
Well, I appreciate it, and I wanted to tell you all more a little bit about my disability. I know Jennifer said I could say whatever I need to, and so that y'all can learn about me. Due to my specific learning disability, and for the fact that I was lived into a sheltered life, sometimes my maturity is not as good as I would like. I have a very, very poor attention span, and it's like on a fifth grade level sometimes with my comprehension. It's not as good as, like I said, it should be, which is sometimes hard for me to accept sometimes, because I write music, so from what people tell me, I can take a song and write such good lyrics, but I know I can work around this disability, and I can get through it, and that's a lot to me, that I know I can come around and, you know, be able to come out and blossom like I should be. My brother also has this disability. He has a hard time spelling as well, so, you know, it's not as easy, you know, for him to express either. I'm the talker of the bunch, like I told Jennifer the other night. I'm the one that loves to laugh in the family, and I'm the one that loves to talk. So I'm the talker of the bunch. But my brother and my dad, they stay quiet. But I'm the talker of all of us. And but that's a little bit more about the disability. But it has me on a, like I said, maybe a fifth grade reading level, and my comprehension is sometimes very poor, so I have a hard time figuring things out, and also my blindness has been very hard for me to accept too. Sometimes I think I want to do things that sometimes I can't do, and, you know, due to being blind, because you know, that's been hard for me to accept, having to slow down or having to change things. But I, like I said, I feel better now, and I feel like I'm coming around and really, really blossoming.
Well, that's great. I understand you just recently started playing For the People golf, and that you're making progress there too. So, Leanne, I think it's time to move into the next really exciting part of your life. And I've sent the featured track to Mr. Ski Bum there, and I think he's going to play it for us. But why don't you tell us what wonderful thing has happened to you in the last couple months?
Well, finally, after falling in love with my true love of my life, it has been a dream of mine for so long to do a CD, and I've always wanted to do it, and having the courage to finally do it has really, really come true. I can't thank all the people that have encouraged me. It's exciting. I can't help but to cry happy tears, but my first CD is officially out, and it's really exciting, and I'm really tickled about it, and there's 15 love songs on it. It's called The Flame Now Burns Once More, and truly my flame does burn. I'm so happy. I just had to cry and share this with you guys, and thanks for letting me come on the site, and I can finally share every song from my heart.
Well, I think this might be a good time for Bummy to tune up there and get ready to spin your tune, and you can collect yourself a little bit. You have a lot to be proud of here. Leanne's album will be available in the FTP Mall in the next week or two, and it is currently available at www.cdbaby.com. And Leanne wrote this song, I believe, while she was still attending the Tennessee School for the Blind. It's her husband Charles's favorite and my favorite too. Mr. Skiba.
Your love is like a star that shines so bright. It shines so brightly in the night. Your love is like a river that overflows while the star glows brightly.
beautiful. Again, the piano, the lyrics, the music, and that beautiful voice. She did the whole enchilada, as they say. Take a bow, Leanne.
I have been. I've been crying. I've been laughing. I've been hugging Charlton in the phone. This is such a good feeling. I haven't felt this good in a long time, and you know, I'm just so happy. I'm finally not in an abusive relationship anymore, and I'm happy with someone I truly love. And it feels good. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I know it does feel good there, Leanne. Well, you really have accomplished a lot with your album too. And Chatterbox doesn't do justice to those high notes, but you have a gift and you found a way to share it, and hopefully it'll put some jingle in your pocket too. Leanne, I'm going to turn the mic over to you once again. And if you have anything else you'd like to conclude with before we take comments and questions from your fellow members.
Well, basically that's, I really hope I've been able to stay under control, you know, as far as not trying to cry too much. But there again, I want to personally say thank you to Jennifer. And I want to tell you how much you mean to me inside. I can't begin to tell you how much. If we didn't have you to create this site, I don't know where we'd be today. And like I said earlier, in the coffee shop, every one of you on this site is a brother or sister to me. I don't even know who you are personally, but every one of you are like my family.
Oh, Leanne, that's many people feel the same way about you and about each other. That's the magic of For the People, the fellowship and the caring. Again, it's been great to be able to interview you and let folks have a peek at who you are and what you're all about, and to hear that gorgeous music of yours. I'm going to open the floor to questions and comments.
Hey, Golden Heart, this is Jill Colorado Cutie, and I just wanted to let you know how your story was really touching and inspiring. Actually, when you cried, you brought tears to my eyes. Your voice is just beautiful, and it just shows what a beautiful person you are, and it gives a lot of people, or especially me, who sometimes doesn't think my life is the greatest. It just gives hope, and I just want to let you know you are very much an inspiration to me.
I want to comment too. This is Fanny from Germany speaking. I want to comment now because I have to leave the room. I want to thank you for the courage you showed in bringing your music officially, but also in not being ashamed to cry and show your emotions to all of us. I think it's a thing that people lose in today's time very often, and I felt the warm, honest feeling that you have, and I thank you for this courage.
Leanne, this is Leanne. And I've known you since the first day you came on the site. And as a person, you are really a very special young lady, and the talent that you have is extraordinary. It really is. And I'm so proud for you that you have gotten your life together and are happy, and that you've done this marvelous CD, because your voice is absolutely God-given. and I'm glad you chose to share it with us. Thank you.
Very touching.
Well, Leanne, it's Michael the Ski Bum, and I just want to let you know that hearing that track, fortunately I was able to hear it without Chatterbox destruction of it, and it is a whole lot nicer in reality than what Chatterbox did for it. It's an excellent song.
Yeah, and when Dennis does his magic on the archive of this interview, we'll make sure he has the MP3, and you'll hear it in a much better quality if you click on it from Galaxy of Stars. And again, if you purchase Leanne's album, you will hear that and 14 other beauties. I play one of Leanne's tracks on my show a lot as a backdrop for my talk between songs because it's so pretty, and very, very talented lady.
I also wanted to key up and say how proud I am of my wife as, you know, a person and an individual who, you know, comes through a lot of bad stuff to get to the good stuff in her life, and she's really brave and really courageous, and that's, I believe that's why I fell in love with her, because I could sense how pure and how innocent she was and how, you know, sensitive and warm. So I just wanted to say I love you and good job.
I know I missed the interview, but I just wanted to say that that the last part of the interview, you're almost ready to make me cry, Leanne.
Leanne, how's it going? This is Dennis. I just wanted to congratulate you and Charles for the happy marriage, and to once again compliment you on your music, because I did get to hear it from CD Baby, and it was great, and plus the track I heard today. And keep up the good work. You're blessed, and definitely share the voice with everyone.
Well, nicely put, Dennis. And I think that's a great place to end the interview. And again, Leanne, thank you very much for sharing with us, and for sharing your music through your album with all of us. It will be available in the FTB Mom next week or two. And as always, my thanks goes to Michael Cunningham for the fantastic job he's doing as the coordinator of Spotlight.
Jennifer, and before everybody stops recording, this is really going to... Me and Charles discussed this, and... Jennifer, as a gift from my heart, I want to give you a free CD. I want to send you a free CD, and I just tell you how much I love you. I love you.
No. I love you too, Leanne, and thank you. I will treasure that and play it often.
And I just want to thank both of you, Leanne, for agreeing to be interviewed, Jennifer for doing the interview, Dennis and Becky once more for doing the recording. Thanks all. Without your help, this program wouldn't be the success it is.
And this is Doug Peaches. Thanks for sharing from the bottom of your heart and your music.
Goodbye,
I enjoy it very much. And good luck to you.
Thank you.